Okay, so for the next talk, José María Cañas Plaza and Javier Izquierdo Hernández will talk us about BT Studio, which is a programming framework for behavior trees, web-based. They come from JBA Robotics Project and the Universidad Rey San Juan. San Carlos. Sorry, wrong king. Okay, ready.
Okay. Hello. Yeah, that's better. Okay, so we are going to present today the BT Studio. It's a web tool just for programming robotics applications, but robotics applications based on behavior trees, right? We are part of this organization, JD Robot. It's an open source organization that develops open source software for robotics and artificial intelligence. It was started in 2018, and currently we are more or less 20 developers worldwide. We develop several projects. Maybe the most important one is Robotics Academy. It's a framework for learning robotics, mobile robotics, service robotics, drone programming, artificial intelligence programming. Unibotics, that is a web-based website, just for also for programming robots, and we have also several tools, such as BT Studio and Visual Circuit. Today we are going to present here BT Studio, right? At the same time, we perform several activities along the year. We offer internships, just to mentor someone interested in learning more things about robotics and artificial intelligence. And we participate in Google Summer of Code. So this is, the last year was the ninth one. In fact, this project was fostered by the one GSOC project, right? The BT Studio software itself. And that's all mass media, social media, and also the web page. You can check it. Well, so there is a trend in the last years for developing robotics applications by using behavior tree abstraction, right? It's quite similar to hierarchical finite state machines, but has more advantages, such a better composition, right? So being aware of that, we try to facilitate the development of new robotics applications following that paradigm. Before starting this project, this is a 1 year and a half project so far, we just took a look at different software pieces available regarding this topic. And we found Groot and Groot 2, also PyTrees as implementation of behavior trees in Python, and also behavior trees CPP from Davide Facconti. And all tool is based and inspired by all of them. So we try just to take ideas from all of them and be compatible as much as possible with them. Just focusing on this tool is completely web-based, so the user interface is just use the browser. Yeah. It supports the robotics applications in Python, not yet in C++, and we are fully compatible with ROS2 framework, in particular with the with Humber release for now. And the idea is to make easy the reuse of behavior trees and modification using the web browser, right? It's completely free and open source. You have the GitHub repository in the website for this talk. And we also provide a Dockerized environment just to run robotics applications, regardless your operating system. So it works both in Linux, in Windows, and in Mac OS. Well, just focusing on the features, this tool has like two different modes, the edition mode and the execution mode. In the edition mode, the behavior tree actions can be created with a text editor, and the tool itself provides a file navigator just to navigate in the collection of actions of your application. And the behavior tree structure can be defined using a graphical, a visual editor, right? In both in the edition mode, we are going to see the user interface look and feel in the next slide. And regarding the execution mode, we have one execution viewer. You can see your robot doing whatever you have programmed to do it. and also a monitor of the behavior tree itself. So you can check which actions or which nodes are active or failing or succeeding. And we also provide in that execution mode a text console, very useful for debugging, right? Behavior BT Studio works both for real robots and simulated robots, because in fact it works just on top of ROS topics. So regardless if it's a simulated one or a real one, your application just connects to the ROS topics. BT Studio also supports several projects. I mean, you as a developer may have like 100 or 20 projects. It supports that, and even multiple universes. I mean, multiple scenarios, simulated worlds, and even robots. So this is the look and feel of the edition mode user interface. We can see here the file navigator, it's a regular one, a text editor using syntax highlighting, and here we have the visual editor of the behavior tree. You can easily create one behavior tree, just adding decorators, nodes, whatever you need. And regarding the user interface of the execution mode, it's pretty much similar, but it has new components. We have here the text console. Here we have the execution viewer. We have it, in this case, Gazebo. And here we have a behavior tree monitor. So you can check here the current state of each node, right? All of them are intended to provide a fast feedback to the developer, right?
Well, I will continue from here. I will explain in more detail how the editor of the behavior tree actually is. At the top, we can find a little top bar that has the pop-up menu with all the available actions provided by the behavior tree itself or your own custom actions. And then a couple of buttons that will add more features that I will explain later. Then the main focus, the canvas, it will allow to add or delete, modify, whatever you want, your behavior tree structure dynamically and reactively. And it will also make easier, for example, you want to customize your actions to have one specific color or another things. Input for its actions or outputs. You can do that with the canvas. Then another part, at the bottom, you can see there's a behavior tree execution order, a little arrow. We couldn't decide what was the better order. So in the end, we let the user, you decide which one you prefer, from top to bottom or bottom to top. We also support subtrees and composition. Subtrees are behavior trees that you can include inside another behavior tree. It doesn't have cyclical imports, but everything else is supported. In the end, this provides speed for the developer, because you can reuse